News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The scrapping of a cap on the number of work permits for lorry drivers from outside Europe will do nothing to plug a huge shortage of drivers, according to the haulage industry. The Minister for State for Business, Employment and Retail, Damien English, was on Breakfast Business this morning. He outlined the overhaul of the permit system.
The changes that we're putting in place as of from today will affect most construction sector jobs are now eligible for the general employment permit. We removed the quota for the HGV driver work permits. Again, we're again being acutely aware of the ongoing crisis in the transport logistics sector. We are responding to that to make sure that the permit system certainly not cause a concern to that sector as they try to bring in workers from abroad as well. 350 general employment permits for hospitality managers. Other key one probably is around the general employment permit for the horticultural sector. We've announced over 1,000 new permits in that space, along with 1,500 meat processing operatives.
Okay, Damien English there, Minister Damien English there. We're now joined by the independent TD for Wexford and the former president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, Verona Murphy. Verona, will this overhaul of the work permit system, will it make a difference?
Good morning, Shane. To be honest with you, particularly in relation to the driving sector, no, the quota was not the issue. The issue is that the countries where the quota is granted, which are Japan, North Korea, South Africa and Australia, makes it difficult to access drivers. It's been there for 4 years. Out of 350 of a quota, 187 permits have been granted. The system is very arduous. There's a license recognition with those countries. However, it still takes 6 to 9 months for the Department of Trade and Enterprise to issue a permit in conjunction with the Department of Transport on driver license recognition. It's far too slow. It's far too arduous. And what the industry has asked for is to allow permits to countries where drivers are accessible, such as the Ukraine, such as Argentina. This has been researched. It's not something that I'm putting forward. The industry themselves have researched it. I believe they've met with the minister and they've been met with a brick wall. So removing the quota, the answer is no, it has no bearing on the situation.
Okay, how bad are things for the haulage industry at the moment in terms of shortage of drivers?
They're quite bad. I mean, at this point in time, everybody and probably every other sector also has a difficulty with the workforce. But 3,000 to 4,000 drivers would need to be accessed here year on year. New drivers coming into the sector year on year to cope with retirements, to cope with the shortage in general. It is a worldwide issue. The only country at the moment that's not experiencing a shortage is actually Poland, and that would dictate that many of the drivers on an international scale were actually coming from Poland and that they've returned home. So it is bad. The government needs to take serious proactive measures here, and the Department of Trade and Enterprise need to work with the Department of Transport and the RSA to get this sorted, or they are going to put us in a very precarious situation.
Bad for Christmas potentially in terms of deliveries and supplies?
Yes, bad for Christmas, but not just Christmas. There has to be a long-term goal here, and that should be, of course, driving our own Indigenous sector through education. But in the short term, the measures that are required is that we source drivers where they're available, and that has to be assisted by both departments. You've seen it in the UK. It is not just the impact of Brexit. It is compounded by Brexit, but they have been complaining of a shortage, as have Ireland, for nigh on 7 years, and ours does not need to go to that extent.
Right.
However, if the government is reactive rather than proactive, it will.
Verona Murphy, independent TD for Wexford, former president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.